Quite a mistake when it comes to analyzing the Republican tax bill. I'm David Brancaccio in New York. An important analysis by a nonpartisan Washington think tank was retracted yesterday after making a stir over its analysis of who wins and who loses under the GOP tax bill. A repaired version of the report is due out today. Marketplace's Mariel Segarra is with me live. Mariel, what's this report?
It looks at how the House Republicans' tax bill will affect people at different income levels. And it's written by the Tax Policy Center. That's a nonpartisan think tank that analyzes changes to the U.S. tax code. Its findings have been cited by Republicans and Democrats, but Republicans often accuse the group of liberal bias. And the group's report made a lot of headlines yesterday. It found that the GOP tax plan would cut taxes on average for all income groups next year, but also that higher income households, so the top 1%, would get the biggest tax cuts, not just in dollars, but as a percentage of the income.
All right, so it's been retracted. It's back in the shop for some repair. What happened?
Well, yesterday, after releasing the report, the Tax Policy Center said its staff found a mistake in the analysis, something to do with how the researchers calculated the child tax credit. We don't know yet whether that'll change the group's overall conclusions. The Washington Post is reporting that the numbers will shift, but the big picture analysis will probably stay the same. But even if this retraction doesn't upend the whole report, the Tax Policy Center could lose face here. You know, it's analyzing a high-profile tax bill, and now that it's admitted there's an error in its numbers, people might dismiss the report when it's released again.
All right. Marketplace's Mariel Segarra, thank you. Today, a new example of how multinational companies move assets around the world like chess pieces to get the best tax treatment. Part of a massive leak of documents from an offshore law firm revealed that Apple, the world's most valuable company, switched from Ireland to the island of Jersey when it was under pressure about its Irish tax strategy. Experts say there's nothing illegal about this, and Apple is claiming that it's the world's biggest taxpayer anyway.
It seems like the same issue over and over and over again, not just the patterns of what is being done to reduce taxes, but also the patterns of what is done in response.
Adam Rosenzweig is a law professor who studies this at Washington University in St. Louis, and he says despite this pattern, policy can help fix this, including much closer coordination among countries about who's paying what taxes where. Also,
if there are countries that are having trouble raising revenue, they have few options other than to try to compete over taxes. So I would propose that we take into account the revenue needs of countries as part of the regime instead of trying to force those countries to stop competing when they have no other choice.
4 years ago, Apple CEO Tim Cook, speaking about the company's tax strategy to members of Congress, said, quote, "We don't stash money on some Caribbean island." Jersey is in the English Channel. Apple stock is up slightly at the moment. President Trump is due in Beijing tomorrow for a couple of days of meetings. There's been a severe pollution warning over the last few days there, but as part of Trump's VIP treatment, officials in China are scrambling to ensure there will be nicer air for him. How does the country go about that? Hand out oxygen masks to the presidential party? No, think bigger. Let's switch to our bureau in Shanghai, where we find Marketplace's new China bureau chief, Jennifer Pak. Hi there.
Hello, David.
So just as a baseline here, what's the sky like in Beijing these days?
Well, David, imagine looking outside your window and buildings just a few blocks away start to look a little bit fuzzy. And the reason for this is because much of the country is powered by coal, and it gets worse during the winter time when people start turning on their heaters. This afternoon, though, there were some strong winds, and the local media have been posting pictures showing some parts of Beijing's sky clearing up just in time for Trump's visit, which is no coincidence.
What do you mean, no coincidence? What could the government do to make the skies bluer?
Well, the government has ordered factories like coal plants, steel, cement, all the factories surrounding Beijing to cut outputs. Actually, almost 700 factories have been told to stop production. Construction sites have been told to stop working. Trucks that are belching out these black wafts of smoke have been ordered off the roads. And if you want an outside barbecue in Beijing, forget it. These measures are nothing new, though. They've become some sort of a standard thing when it comes to pollution controls, but especially especially in ahead of important events like last month's party Congress, now Trump's visit. Basically, anytime there's something politically sensitive happening. And it's had some effect because the latest government figures shows that manufacturing has grown at its lowest pace in the last 3 months because of these pollution controls. And businesses have to comply because there is this certainty that governments will interfere at any time and often without explanation here.
All right. Command and control at work. Marketplace's new China Bureau Chief, Jennifer Pack, thank you.
Thank you.
We also have some details today about parts of the Republican tax bill that seem to have less to do with taxes, but instead may serve as sweeteners for social conservatives. Among them, a provision in the tax bill to allow people to save money for college for a fetus in utero. If you missed that on the air, it's in the Marketplace Morning Report podcast feed. I'm David Brancaccio in New York. Programs from APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.